My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This is the Marketing Podcast Network. Want Instagrammers and YouTubers to mention your brand? Or do you want to influence an audience to buy your product? I'm Jason Falls, author of the book Winfluence, Reframing Influencer Marketing to Ignite Your Brand. In this podcast, we explore the people, companies, campaigns, and stories that illustrate the difference between using influencers and actually influencing. Welcome to Winfluence, the Influence Marketing Podcast. Hello again, friends. Thanks for listening to Winfluence, the Influence Marketing Podcast. There's an agency owner I know out there who listens to this show. He reads the articles I write. He follows my posts on social media. When I recommend a software or a tactical idea, he tries it out. By his own admission, I influence him. I reached out to him recently via email to try and convince him to join a new little venture I'm starting. I'll tell you more about that soon. But he was one of the people I thought to myself, I've influenced him before. I'm sure I can convince him to do this with me so I can launch with more than just me for this thing. So I sent him the pitch, a follow-up document with anticipated questions he might have, even provided some social validation by including him in a private Facebook group where he could see that others like him were doing this with me. But he never really responded. So I did something most of us forget about doing. I put down the internet and I turned to offline influence. I met him for a drink and we talked it out. When all else fails in this virtual world of influencer marketing, you need to remember to turn offline to influence marketing to be successful. I'll explain more in today's commentary. Before we get to that, it's time to get back to hearing more about our presenting sponsor on Winfluence, and that is Tagger, a complete influencer marketing software suite that allows you to find, connect, and collaborate with influencers, execute campaigns, and measure success. We've been talking to TJ Ferreira, the co-founder of Bubs Naturals, a health supplements company, about how he uses Tagger. Think back to life before you were using Tagger. What's the biggest pain point that it solved for you?
A litany of Excel sheets and explaining. For us, there's a lot of analysis paralysis in the company. A lot of justification and second guessing on kind of direction that we want to go. Is this the right area? Is it going to be good ROAS? Is it going to be a good look for the brand? Is it going to be good engagement? What are the end of goals? And sometimes, you know, that decision, which could be a snapshot, takes 3, 4, 5 days. Plus you're looking at data from multiple sources and you have humans entering that data, which regardless of how good they are, it's prone to error. Somebody can fat finger, forget a zero, forget a comma, decimal point, what have you. This takes that humanness out of the data collections process and really just streamlines that back-end decision-making that could have been analysis paralysis and just stamps it and says, hey, okay, make the decision now. Is this good? You have as much data as you're going to get. So keep it moving.
Thanks to TJ and Bubs Naturals for sharing their use of Tagger. To learn more and get a demo to see if Tagger is right for you, just visit jason.online/tagger today. That's jason.online/tagger. This week's Influence Marketing Podcast recommendation is the WIM Radio Podcast, hosted by Jesse Grossman. WIM stands for Women in Influencer Marketing, a community Jesse founded to network, collaborate, and learn with other women in the industry. The podcast features interviews with some of the most interesting and dynamic influencers, strategists, and thought leaders in the space. She also gives time and space to just talk about the news in the industry as well. You can find the WIM Radio Podcast at iamwim.com. That's iawiim.com, or by searching for WIM Radio wherever you get your podcasts. The power of offline influence. That's next on WINFluence.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe. The world of social media has created a powerful universe for communications. Any person with internet access can publish anything they want online. If there are enough people out there to notice and listen, that person can build a sphere of influence. At first, there were power users in forums and message boards. Then bloggers became important. Then YouTube and MySpace emerged, and followers and subscribers there meant you could quantify your influence, at least superficially. Then Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram and all the rest emerged. The publishing features, combined with a single person's ability to create compelling content, created the world we know today of influencer marketing. One of the dings on this practice we love so, however, is that many brands struggle with whether or not it actually works. Goal and measurement alignment issues aside, someone with a lot of followers showing off or talking about my product may drive business, but it may not. At this point in the influencer marketing world's infancy, the content creator or influencer is still in the driver's seat. There are far too many brands willing to invest in influencers for an individual influencer to care if one particular company is happy. So many don't care to check and see if their partnership or collaboration is effective. Of those that do, few really know how to pivot and course correct to ensure it is. In the example I mentioned earlier, my agency friend is actually more than a follower. We've had dinner together. We've attended events and parties thrown by the other. We're friends. But I knew my influence over him was in question when he didn't enthusiastically respond to my request to participate in this new thing. And for the record, I wasn't asking him to invest money or do anything drastic that would affect his business. There are some nominal busy work things to do to participate, but ultimately, this idea will help him grow part of his business. But my email, my social media posts, my Facebook group, and my influencer marketing tactics with the R didn't convert. So I happened to be close by last week. I asked him to meet me for a drink. We caught up and exchanged some stories and updates. Then I asked him why he wasn't so gung-ho about the idea. Turns out he didn't fully understand all the parameters and needed to ask more questions. It wasn't a major priority for him, so he said he would have gotten around to it, but based on his understanding of what I was doing, he probably wasn't interested. Then I answered a question or two that changed his mind. He simply did not fully understand the ask from my social media posts or emails. He needed to overcome his objections, which were actually misperceptions about the concept. At that point, the problem was solved. My influence worked, but it only did so because I stopped being an influencer and started influencing. I stepped away from the computer and the social networks, the emails and the texts, and looked him in the eye. Certainly, I'm not here to suggest that each influencer you work with needs to have a one-to-one relationship with all of their followers. But the example did give me pause to remind you that true influence comes in more powerful doses when the internet isn't in the way. I've told you before about the case study Cornette produced for the University of Kentucky healthcare brand in 2019. We did engage online influencers to drive interested followers to the debut of UK Healthcare's We Are Proof video. But we also reached out to influential people, the mayor, the president of the Urban League, a local dentist, the music director at a local church who was active in the arts community in Lexington. I was asked last week how I would approach influence in small rural communities. I love this question because I'm from one, so I feel overqualified to answer. The key to developing influence marketing strategies in small rural communities often lies in the offline voices the community pays attention to. Local morning disc jockeys, ministers at popular churches, city or county commissioners, the popular coach or teacher at the local high school. For those influencers, the number of social media followers, reach, or engagement doesn't matter. They can get the word out if you find a way to involve them in your program. A couple of weeks ago, we interviewed Joanna Voss, a talent manager in the influence marketing space. She said one of the reasons she likes working with people like me is that we give her our cell phone numbers. She can pick up the phone and call if she wishes. And that type of communication always works better than just sending a DM or an email. No, we can't expect big social media influencers to communicate offline with their audiences on our behalf. That doesn't scale. But we can look at influence through a different filter and find those people with true influence that can persuade our target audience to do what we want them to do. Even if you just put that filter on your current influencer marketing programs, I think you'll start to see the possibilities in a different light. And this episode of the podcast will publish on the Monday of Thanksgiving week here in the U.S. For those of you listening around the world, it's our family holiday to give thanks for all the blessings we've been given, regardless of where you might believe them to be from. I'm thankful for each of you for listening to Winfluence. This podcast started as a supplement to my book about the topic and has evolved into kind of its own thing. That doesn't happen without loyal listeners. I'm grateful for each of you for listening and sharing the show. I'm also thankful for my team and colleagues at Cornette, especially our owner and president, Christy Heiler. She lets me spend some time doing things like this podcast, our Cornette show Digging Deeper, and more, and the team supports me as well. It's fun to be able to create content for us as well as clients, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. And certainly, I'm grateful to Cornette's clients. We do good work, but we couldn't do what we do without the partnership and collaboration with outstanding brands and the fantastic people behind them. Thank you all for your trust and partnership as well. Finally, I'd like to thank my family for humoring my incessant pursuit of more podcast interviews and the next big thing. My son Grant and daughter Katie are often the root motivation for what I do, and they give me the space to do it. And my girlfriend Julie, plus her son Gus and daughter Kate, thank you for the love and support and giving me that space as well. I hope each of you has time soon with those that matter most to you, and I hope you remember to let them know how thankful you are for each of them. And that goes for all of you, even if Thanksgiving isn't something you celebrate. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Winfluence, the Influence Marketing Podcast, is presented by my book, Winfluence, Reframing Influencer Marketing to Ignite Your Brand. Get your copy online at winfluencebook.com. While you're there, sign up for the latest ideas about influence marketing delivered in my monthly newsletter, or book me to speak to your company or organization about influence marketing. If you or someone you know is an influencer, a brand manager that uses influence marketing, or one of the many amazing people working in the influence marketing services world, and they would make a good guest for the show, email me at jason@jasonfalls.com. Our theme music is One More Look by the K-Club and Grammy Award-winning producer Jaquire King. Thanks for listening, and remember, when it's not about the person, but about results, it's Winfluence. This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.